Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
And welcome. I'm Lisa Wexler, and you're listening to Westchester Talk Radio. We are broadcasting live from the Mount Olympus Diner in Yonkers, and this is our monthly conversation with Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino. This is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, the Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app at iTunes. I'm Lisa Wexler. Good morning, Rob Astorino.
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. All right, let's get into it. It's been a busy week.
Yes.
There have been a lot of headlines.
They're all busy.
All right. Well, I want to begin with talking a little bit about the headlines this week in Westchester County with respect to what happened with the Westchester County Board of Legislators and the bill that was passed with respect to sanctuary and immigration and the fact that it is being touted that you may be vetoing the bill. So talk to us a little bit about what the bill was passed in Westchester County Board of Legislators and your position.
Well, we can take the May veto and make it will veto, and that'll be next week. But here's why. I mean, we had talked to community-based organizations. We had talked to the Board of Legislators, both the Republicans and Democrats, for several months on this. And there was an existing executive order that my predecessor had on the books, which I left on the books from 2006, which basically stated the policy of the county that, we value immigrants. And we need to define this, by the way, because there are legal definitions, and then there are definitions that are being morphed and changed in society today. Immigrants are the people that I see every 2 weeks at the naturalization ceremonies, where I help swear them in and give remarks welcoming them not just to America as new American citizens, but to our county, and ask them to get very involved. Then there are undocumented or illegal aliens. I don't love the term, but that's the term, but that's the official term. But let's just say undocumented. Those who are here, we know they're living here. I'm friends with so many, believe it or not, because they're part of our community and they're just good people. These are people who are here undocumented. They don't have papers, so they're here illegally. They know it. Everyone knows it. But we all peacefully live, and they're here for humane reasons. They're here to better their lives or their kids' lives. So this bill I love the headlines, and the spin was that it was immigrant protection. It's not what it's about. This is about those who are here illegally, who have committed crimes, who have been charged with crimes, who have done time for crimes, who are in our county jail. And it would
and
set
by
up,
crime, we mean things other than being here undocumented.
That's correct. I'm not talking about their status.
Okay.
In fact, our policy, both our police department policy, which we approved, and the existing executive order, which I left on the books, was that our county police will not, as a policy, will not ask somebody their immigration
so
status.
So that's being intact.
That's already intact.
But, I mean, that's not being changed.
Not being changed.
Okay.
And the fact that they're here illegally is not a crime per se. It is not.
I know that it isn't, but some people talk
re-entering
loosely.
After they've been deported and re-entering, then makes it a federal felony. However, we have said, look, you're not going to investigate somebody or question somebody based solely on their immigration status. We want people to feel okay to come and report a crime, if they're a victim of a crime, if they're a witness to a crime, to have interaction with the police. We do that in Mount Kisco, where we are the police department. The county patrols Mount Kisco. And so we were asked about 2 months ago, they were having a rally, and they asked if the county police would attend and speak, and we did, absolutely. So that's not what this is about. This is about complete uncooperation, actually hindering by an act of the Board of Legislators, a policy that would hinder county police or the county from cooperating with the federal government, which is contrary to federal law.
So this would be an affirmative bill that would say what with respect to Westchester County?
Well, it says we will use no facilities. You cannot use county facilities. You cannot use county equipment. There's a whole list of things that you cannot do, which again is contrary to law. But also, as we talk about this definition of what a sanctuary county or sanctuary municipality is, that the Department of Justice has put out, which, you know, there was no real definition of it other than non-cooperation. The issue now is, do you cooperate or do you not? Do you permit Homeland Security to come into your facility to question somebody that they may want for some other reason or not?
So the question is, if somebody is being picked up, for example, on...
Well, there's a detainer. Let's talk about what detainers are, right?
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
right now, somebody might be scheduled to be released from jail, on Sunday.
Okay.
So Homeland Security says we need 48 hours notice before they're being released if we want to go question this person. The part of the law now which also gives new rights and gives rights that citizens aren't even given would be that it has to be a judicial warrant and they have to have right to counsel.
This is what the Board of Legislators passed.
Which is over and above what anyone gets.
I see.
So there are major flaws. It puts $13 million at risk.
The $13 million that you get from the federal government?
In federal government for our public safety. This was done over the objection of law enforcement. Law enforcement almost at every level said this is crazy.
Actually, also legal services, which defends defendants.
Legal aid.
Legal aid was opposed to it, which took my notice.
Well, I mean, look, so when you've got Legal Aid Society on one end and law enforcement on the other, who are agreeing that this is a badly crafted bill that would jeopardize us, as well as make the undocumented community more unsafe and all citizens unsafe, then you've got to stop and pause. So that's exactly what we did and said, look, if this is what you're going to put out, we're not going to accept it, and I'm going to veto it.
Why do you think, Rob Astorino, what was the impetus for the bill? Where's it coming from?
I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's pure politics. Because let's go back to 2010 to 2015, under the Obama administration. I forget the total number, but we had about 300 detainer requests under the Obama administration.
Okay.
An 85% pickup rate. In other words, ICE would come to the jail, 85% of those detainer requests to pick up and actually get the person.
Okay. In other words, and then deport them?
And deport them, bring them through the proceedings.
Right.
In 16, it fell off because that was an election year all of a sudden. And so far, under the first 6 months of the new administration, there is a 35% pickup rate. So I don't know.
What do you mean by a pickup rate?
Where ICE would call and say, look, Joe Blow is at your jail. I know he's going to be released in 2 days. But we want to question him, or he might be wanted, or we're investigating him
for
something else.
So any kind of an inquiry is part of that 35% call to pick up? In other words, even if they don't take them?
They would go.
Okay.
Yeah, they would show up, and they would detain again or take. But here's the issue. So there are people who have been charged with burglary, with sexual assault, with aggravated assault, with... a lot of different issues. And we're now going to protect them by not cooperating with the federal government. So the federal government, we're pretending that we know more than they do, that this person who, if we don't understand the full story, this person might be wanted for gang-related activity in his or her original country. This person might be wanted for something else in Montana or California. And if we're not cooperating, we're going to release that person into...
Back to Westchester.
Into the community.
Mm-hmm.
The feds are then going to have to go find this person, rearrest them, which puts everybody at risk. Or, and here's the crazy part, and this is what Legal Aid Society said and others have said. When you have the person who is wanted in a secure facility, that is the jail or wherever, and they would come and question or pick up from there, nobody's at risk. You put them back in the community, not only is the community at risk, but so too... It went from a targeted operation after a targeted individual to now they're going to go find the person. So they're going to knock on a door where this person lives. And all of a sudden, let's just say there's 10 other people there who are undocumented or their family. They are now part of this entire
sting operation. That's a very good point.
Operation.
And they're at risk of being picked up just to be deported because ICE happens to be at their door.
And that's what happens, which is perversely what they don't want to happen.
That's
so
right.
There are intended consequences and unintended consequences. And this was spun, of course, politically to be, it's against an immigrant, every immigrant. This is making us all unsafe, and against immigrants. It's, you know, this is the era that we live in right now, but we cannot let a bad law, even with good intentions, become a law.
So you said that you're going to veto it next week. So yeah. Politically, it's been handed to you. It's on your desk. You veto it. What is the process by which a veto could be overtaken in Westchester County?
There are 17 legislators, so they need 12 votes to override.
And how many people voted for this bill?
It was 10 to 5. There were two legislators, one Democrat, one Republican, who were absent. The Republican who was absent said that she would have voted against the bill, and she will sustain the veto. So there will be six if they bring it up for a vote.
So you expect the veto to be sustained?
Yes.
All right, Rob Astorino, you're listening to Westchester Talk Radio. We are live from the Mount Olympus Diner here in Yonkers, and this is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy and a host of other wonderful sponsors here in Westchester County. You can download the Westchester Talk Radio app at iTunes. I'm Lisa Wexler hosting this broadcast. So, Rob, when this kind of thing happens, what is the most important message that you think the people of Westchester need to receive in order to not be worried about the fact that, for example, I live in Fairfield County. Mm-hmm. We now have three different cases in Fairfield County of people that are otherwise completely law-abiding citizens, two of which are mothers with special needs children, where they have shown up and voluntarily reported, as they've been doing for years, and paying their taxes, and they're married to American citizens. And they have shown up, and this year, for the first time, ICE has said, get out of town. One to Guatemala, one to Korea. We have the senators and the legislators from the federal government coming into sanctuaries, literally churches as sanctuaries, to try and help these people. I haven't heard of any cases in Westchester County yet like that. Do you know of any?
Well, the one that got all the attention was Diego Puma from Ossining.
Okay,
The kid who, he and his mom were living in Ossining, and it was right before he went to Ossining High School, it was right before their prom.
Oh, okay. That? Oh, that was a while ago, though.
Yes.
That wasn't in the last couple of weeks.
No, it was, within 2 months or whatever it
okay,
was.
Okay, okay.
But that was a case of they had been detained at the border in Laredo, Texas in 2014.
Okay.
And had gone through the process. And eventually a federal judge ruled that they were to be deported. So they were going through the process. They were still allowed to stay. It took 3 years and they were allowed to stay. They were allowed for humane reasons to stay where they had sort of taken up roots, and that was in Ossining. He was going through school, and eventually they had to be deported. Now, again, take this to what it was spun to be, and I'm not defending anyone. I just want facts out. I don't care who the hell it is. But this was 3 years or 3 years of the Obama administration and a judge appointed by Obama, and their ICE who took them and kicked them out. And it became a lightning rod of Trump. Now, say what you want. I could care less about who it is, because Republicans and Democrats, both Obama, Bush, Clinton, Republican Congress, Democratic Congress, they have utterly failed on the immigration issue. The immigration system is completely broken.
Well, Rob Astorino, so what do you think about, for example, this is a case that's happening right now in Norwalk. 300 people are parishioners of the St. Jerome's Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. They've gathered together to support this woman who's originally from Korea, got here in 1999, in 2003 married an American, has two children, one of whom has spina bifida, and she's being told to leave the country. Her case legally is that she moved around a little bit, and admittedly, ICE sent something to the wrong address, so she never knew that she was being asked to either show up. If she didn't show up, then the consequence would be that she could be deported. When she found out years later, she retained an attorney. So 4 years, ICE has said, you can stay, you can stay, you can stay. We have to figure out a way to work this out. You're married to an American citizen. You have two American children. If you leave, who's going to take care of your children, one of whom has spina bifida? And she's being asked to go to Korea by August 26th. What do you think about that case?
You know what? I don't even want to make comment because I don't really know the specifics. And there are a lot of those kind of situations, which are terrible. They're emotional. You've got, as you mentioned, in this case, a marriage to an American and children in America, born American. So, you know, these are the kind of things that have to be fixed. And I think there are a lot of humanitarian reasons why she should be allowed to stay. There's no question about it.
I want her to get in front of an actual judge versus an administrative proceeding. And that's what Blumenthal and others want to have happen. And then let a judge really decide and see if there's a hardship.
But let's go back to when I was talking about over the objections of law enforcement, the county board passed this.
Yes.
You know, you've got some politicos who are sitting there yelling that this is going to make us safer. But then you've got the Hispanic law enforcement organization, the president of. You have the corrections officers. You have the Police Benevolent Association. You have the Commissioner of Public Safety. You have the Commissioner of Correction. You have the Commissioner of Probation. You have other local law enforcement organizations all saying the same thing. This bill will handcuff us and not the criminals. This will not permit us to cooperate with federal law enforcement, whether it's DEA, whether it's Homeland Security, FBI. We're telling you what this is doing. Change the law or scrap it. And they wanted to continue to play the political
Have the route. Board of Legislators received any legal opinion as to how a law like this would hold up in court?
The legal opinion was very, very firm from the county attorney, who works for both. County attorney works for the county board and for the county executive, so he renders an opinion. If he renders an opinion to the county board that they asked for, I don't see it unless unless they release
it. And what was their opinion?
Or I asked for something. I mean, he ripped it apart. He said this is, you know, it is unquestionable that this will, A, label us under what the Attorney General's office has put out as a sanctuary county, putting all this money at risk. But put the money aside. You're running contrary to federal law, and he cited it.
Well, there's the Supremacy Clause of the U.S. Constitution. Does no legislator understand what that is?
But it's more than that, too. And they would say that, and they're correct, that the state or local is not forced to defend or to do the job of the federal government with regard to immigration.
Well,
and we agree on that.
That's different than what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when you put yourself in conflict.
Yeah, but I get that. But just because, like, look, I fought HUD.
Yeah, you did.
Because they were trying to make us do something that we were not legally required to do, and we actually won that at the end. This is something that is contrary to law and would make us less safe. It would put our own residents, including undocumented, at risk, as well as law enforcement. Let's just go out east a little bit to Suffolk County, which is now in Nassau County, and it's also in Queens County, where you've got El Barrio, which is a ruthless gang organization from Mexico, and you have MS-13, which is in, started, I believe, in El Salvador. There, it's not even a question that to be initiated, by the way, you must kill somebody, and you must kill them viciously. So what they do in these sanctuary areas is, this is the greatest place for them to grow, because they know they're going to be protected, just like everybody else. And so they prey, especially on those who are undocumented. And we're going to be a magnet to them to come to Westchester. Law enforcement has said that. Federal government has said that. Common sense says that. And yet we would still want to do something like this. You know, it makes no sense, and that's why we're going to veto this.
Rob Astorino, so what we're going to do, I'm Lisa Wexler, and we're chatting from the Mount Olympus Diner at Yonkers. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio. This is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, the Westchester County Office of Economic Development. Wartburg, what does Wartburg do?
It's an adult senior care facility.
Oh, very nice.
Durant, very place. It's a great place.
Yeah?
Yes.
Durante Rentals, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. You can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes. We are all over the place on Facebook. So stay tuned for part two, broadcasting to you live from the Mount Olympus Diner in Yonkers. Our monthly conversation with Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino. We'll talk about the Westchester County Airport expansion coming up next.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a fresh floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals in Armonk and Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla. A box of heavenly chocolates from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A social media consultation from MSM Designs. And a happy hour party at Saltair Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize. A visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at WestchesterTalkRadio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital. You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
And welcome back. I'm Lisa Wexler. We're broadcasting live our monthly conversation with Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino. You are listening to Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the Mount Olympus Diner here in Yonkers. This is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. I'm Lisa Wexler. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Rob.
So let's talk a little bit about this week's other controversy. I saw that a group, we're going to talk about Westchester County Airport and the prospects for a new lease and new kinds of initiatives that you've been proposing. There is a group, you know, I broadcast on WGCH weekdays in Greenwich, and I know there was a group organized from the part of Greenwich that designated itself as living near the airport. They've been able to articulate their own concerns. I understand there was a big meeting that got a lot of people talking and focusing on this issue. So you're the person that's been negotiating this new agreement. You're the person who has the vision for what you'd like to see Westchester County Airport to be. And we've had this conversation many times over the last year or two. But bring us up to date and tell us what's really happening.
Well, first of all, there's a lot of misinformation going around that it's going to become LaGuardia North, that it's a expansion, all this kind of stuff. And, you know, the airport has gone through these kind of cycles every 20, 25 years probably. I remember in the late 80s when County Executive Andrew O'Rourke and the board looked to modernize because it was an old Quonset hut and they wanted to put a terminal building there, which is what is there today. Smaller than it probably should be and smaller than they wanted it back then, but that's what it was and that's what it is. And TSA, after 9/11, came in and took 30% of the space right now, and so it is very crowded. If anyone ever flew through HPN, the main seating area gets very crowded when you've got a couple flights going on at the same time or similar times. So, you know, today's world, everything is very, very, very expensive, and everybody wants something. Everybody wants more services, expanded services, and How do you pay for it is a question, because simply taxing more and more is just not acceptable. We've got taxes from all sides right now. People are moving out. I mean, the numbers are the numbers in state. And we've got to have that balance of what we can afford. So we've got to look at different ways. That's why Playland is something that we're turning over to a private company. We've got responsibilities, but they're going to put a lot of money that we would ordinarily have to put in. The airport is, under federal law, money that comes into the airport has to stay at the airport. So all the profits or all the money that's left over after you pay the bills has to sit basically in an account that you cannot use.
For anything else.
For anything else other than work at the airport.
And by the way, how does the airport generate money?
Oh, well, it generates money from passenger facility charges, from fuel charges, from contracts we have with the airlines, rental companies.
How much money does Westchester County Airport in revenue generate approximately?
Well, I'll tell you right now, we've got about $40 million sitting over there that for different funds, but that we can't really touch.
Okay.
And the current system, you know, so here's some of the rumors, right? We're selling the airport. We're not selling the airport. It is a long-term lease. It is still with oversight by the county, still with environmental laws that have to be followed and protected. And so, you know, it's like every week we hear something new that has to be discussed in factual terms. And I get it. Look, the airport is an emotional issue for some. For those who live right next to the airport, you know, they don't want it bigger. And quite frankly, I don't want it bigger. I'm over the flight path, too, by the way.
Nobody wants it noisier.
No.
That's for sure.
But everyone wants the airport, and they want a convenient airport.
Well, we like it because it feels like a little private airport because it is small. And I've been in that space, and it gets crowded when you have a few flights at once, and it can get delayed. But there's never that many flights in the room. So, you know, within a half hour or so, it empties out.
Yeah.
It's not that big a deal.
For the most part. So the protections that are there, and LaGuardia, let's start with LaGuardia North and that whole rumor. LaGuardia has 72 gates. Westchester County has four and two what they call unabridged. And I've taken these. You might have taken these. You walk out the door and you've got to walk under a canopy out to the tarmac. That's what's called an unabridged gate. It's not
okay.
So you have four and two unabridged if you want to count those. It's going to stay that way.
Okay.
Okay, so that regulates how many planes can actually come in, you know, land, go to the bridge.
You're not building more runways?
No. No, my God, no.
Okay.
And we're not lengthening the runways. And that is very specific in the lease and in our control that we have over our own property. If you don't lengthen the runways, you can't lengthen the distance of the flights. Okay. Right now, you can't do coast-to-coast because the airlines don't have enough length of runway to rev up and take off. They can come in because they have less weight, but the fuel on a full airline, on a plane, you cannot have a length right now that gets you the distance or across the
And that is not anticipated to change?
No.
Okay.
So the length of the runways, the number of and length stays the same. Could get shorter, but stays the same. You cannot have a casino.
Who was talking about a casino?
Just in case.
Who would want a casino? I wouldn't want a casino at an airport.
Casinos are propping up everywhere because it's a big revenue generator.
I see. Okay.
So
good to know. Didn't think to ask it. Good to know.
So it's not coming there. There can't be a hotel. There can't be a lot of different things.
You're not doing a hotel.
No. Okay. So you've got space that is already allocated there. You've got hangars that are already built. You have some space for potential future, but that's going to be the case no matter what. You've got a terminal building that needs to be redesigned within.
What is that going to look like? What is that?
I don't know. They've got to design that. But you have the current building, and within the current building, footprint of, you can redesign. There's a lot of uncaptured space,
a lot
of wasted space. You know, the queue line is not good at all. Where the airlines go, you know, to ticketing area, it's a mess.
Yeah, it is.
So those are things that need to be reconfigured.
And also the TSA thing is a mess.
Well, that
You're
would
a squish
be
ch- there.
Yeah, and that would be changed, too. Now, remember, as I said earlier, they take up 30% of the space there with their machines and the lines and everything else. So that makes it more crowded.
And are they willing to cooperate with the new lessee to figure out a better configuration?
Yeah, I mean, they don't want angry people either.
Are you going to be expanding the footprint of the existing terminal?
No. There is an opportunity If you look out the window, right, towards the tarmac,
yeah,
there is some bump out space that could square off.
I see.
And because that's the recaptured space that you could get from TSA.
I see.
That would be the passenger lounge.
Okay.
The seating wouldn't increase that much, but it would make it more comfortable for people. But that is what we already have there. It's squaring off the building. Other than that, you've got upstairs, which is completely useless right now.
It's a restaurant.
It's a bad restaurant that's not really used, let's be honest. And so
we need the people at the Mount Olympus Diner to take over that restaurant.
So you need the restaurant upgraded, but the restaurant itself is out of security. So if there's
a
delay, you got to go out of security.
I know,
upstairs.
It's a pain in the neck.
It's a big pain.
It is
and
a pain.
And so that can be reconfigured where everything could be within.
That would be nice security. To have a little bit more food options if you're waiting for a plane.
Yes.
Right.
So there are a lot of different things. So the passenger cap, which we have in place, remains in place. All of these things are written down, and including environmental issues and standards. All of these things are written down in the lease that whoever comes in to manage it,
so
we'll
what
have
is
to abide by.
What is the benefit for the county in leasing it out to begin with?
Well, let's go back to 1945.
That's a long way.
It's a long way.
It's before my time.
And mine too. But in 1945, after the war, the federal government turned over the airport to the county to use for general purposes. Since that first day, Westchester County government has had a contract with a private company to manage the airport.
Okay.
So the county's never managed it.
So why are we talking about this new lease? So what's new about this?
So we pay this company, or this company's been in since the late 70s. We've paid them $1 million a year, as well as all of their expenses, which means all their employees, their health care, everything. We pay for all of the work done on the grounds of the airport. We are responsible for everything.
It's a good
the
deal for them.
It's a great deal for them. The money that's left over that we has to sit in that box,
okay,
right, we can't use. Under this 1996 law by the FAA, it allows a certain number of small and medium-sized airport to go into this program that you could have a public-private partnership, which we basically already have, but would allow us to unlock the money that's over there and the revenue after expenses and use it for general purposes.
So you're saying the $40 million wouldn't have to sit in a fund just for the airport?
No, we could use it for daycare, we could use it for our parks, we could use it for social services, we could use it for whatever we
deem. But isn't that concerning? I mean, you're a pretty fiscally conservative guy, Rob. Aren't you worried that if the money taken out from an airport fund is used for general fungible purposes, that it won't be there for the airport if it's needed?
No, because the money, it's, again, after expenses. So whatever you have to do at the airport, you do. At the end of the year, whatever's left over, you can use for anything or keep it at the airport. That's the decision of, you know, future county executives and county
so
boards.
So you want to take advantage of this 1996 change in the law that's never been taken advantage of for Westchester County?
Correct. And it has been taken advantage of in Puerto Rico. St. Louis is now looking at this proposal as our other airports. So we were kind of the first to look at it, and now others are starting to look at it.
Who's the lessee, Rob?
Well, we don't know yet.
Oh, you don't know yet?
Because
you don't have a
We received
a
three bids
okay.
Last week. There's a task force with the administration, as well as three members of the Board of Legislators, two Democrats, one Republican. They're looking at... We have a consultant, Fraskin Associates, that are looking at the bids to make sure that they qualify.
What about the existing lessee? Would they be willing to switch over to this new kind of way of doing their business in order to keep the business? They didn't bid?
No, they didn't bid. So so we're evaluating the three all three companies are very well known, very well positioned. They have a lot of capital.
Have they managed airports before?
They've got a lot of experience with infrastructure. And they will be evaluated by three members of the board who's on the task force and the professionals to make sure they, A, qualify, and then we can negotiate with them. So once that's all done, which will be probably a couple of months, then we will select one that we think is the most qualified and gives the best benefit to taxpayers and send it to the Board of Legislators for their review and approval or disapproval.
And so far, what is the temperature of the people on the Westchester County Board of Legislators towards this?
Well, a couple have been closed-minded and said, no, we don't want anything, when they haven't even seen what the proposals are. So I would say there's an open-mindedness, because we looked at this last year, and to the board's credit, almost all of them said, it's worth looking at, so let's take a look at it. And I think that's what they need to do before they make up their minds. Now, we are absolutely very concerned about the surrounding communities. We're working with them, and we want to make sure. The issue can't be, we don't want anything, or we don't want any change, because this is an airport for the entire county as well. And so we've got to look at it and find that balance, including environmental, which is very concerning to all of us. We've
Absolutely.
Got the reservoir there. We've got
sure.
a brook there. We've got everything there. We've got fuel farms, which are currently on site anyway. We've got de-icing. So we've got a lot of things that are already environmental issues that we need to make sure is very, very strong going forward.
And you're in the middle of one of the most beautiful, if not pricey, residential neighborhoods in the entire region.
Well, and one of those, Greenwich, basically refuses to cooperate on a safety issue, where you've got trees on the approach that are growing bigger and bigger that the FAA wants to be cut down, not entirely, just topped off, which they refuse to do. I mean, that, you know, those are safety issues that we all got to be concerned
about. Have you been personally in contact with Peter Tessie, who is the first selectman of Greenwich?
Yeah, I do know Peter. We have not, we haven't discussed this yet. We will, and it's something that we will sit down with, because I do know him.
Maybe you'll both come on WGCH.
Yeah, there you go.
And talk to the community.
Yeah, and I know what his concerns are. You know, he represents Greenwich.
We're chatting with Rob Astorino, Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino, about the Westchester County Airport plans and the plan, I guess, to entertain a new lease.
Yeah, to
So for
to
the
do
community, so for yeah. the community, well, you said you have a lease now.
We don't have a lease now. We have a management contract with a company that's running it.
And that's not the same thing.
Well, what people are trying to make it look like, this is something completely radical that
no, but I mean,
the county
in the management company, you've delegated the management to somebody
totally.
Else.
Yes.
So this is something where you'll but call it a lease, but it's like the same kind of thing. They're managing it, but you're still going to own it.
We're still going to own it. The proposal would be probably a 40-year lease. They
okay.
would be empowered to make decisions
right.
to do all the work.
But if they breach it, you take it back.
Yeah, of course.
I mean,
there's
obviously.
A lot of safety in that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. And so, and the real impetus behind all of this is that there's sort of a lockbox of $40 million, more or less, that you believe is money that could more
well,
properly
more
be
that.
Allocated?
It's more than that. There's also a revenue stream over the 40 years that
oh,
they would pay to the county
I
as part
see.
Of the profits.
Okay.
They would do the work, which can be done a lot cheaper and quicker and can be done maybe better.
Okay.
But the county will continuously have oversight. All environmental laws, including the State Environmental Quality Review Act, will be triggered and will have to go through the normal process. So, you know, for us, it's do we want to unlock our assets and be able to use them for the greater good, or do we want them to just sit there?
And for the consumer, does this new way of operating Westchester County Airport mean increased travel fees?
Actually, we asked the airlines that question, and we asked Frasco, who are doing the consulting, and they do not feel that ticket prices would go up. Ticket prices for the county tend to be a little higher than going to LaGuardia or Kennedy or Newark or Stewart. But it's a very big market. I mean, obviously JetBlue likes the market.
Have
they
you been
Florida.
To LaGuardia lately? You can't even get a cab out of there now.
LaGuardia is a mess.
LaGuardia is a disaster.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a disaster.
Oh,
you
I
have
know.
To wait in line to
I
even
know.
Be able to get on the Grand Central Parkway. It's
no,
people
no,
it's, are avoiding it in droves.
Yeah.
So in terms of looking at the options from the New York metropolitan area, I've always thought of Westchester County Airport as a private little jewel anyway. But more and more people are going to be wanting to get to it simply because we have such a mess with LaGuardia.
Well, but we have the flights are the flights.
I know, exactly.
And the gates are the gates.
Okay.
So
that's not
going to
change.
We're not going to take 20 gates from LaGuardia.
Okay.
And put them over here.
Okay. All right, what else is happening?
Well, did you see what Major League Baseball did?
The only thing I saw with Major League Baseball was a video of a cat that went on a field this week at the Cardinals. And somehow the birds won, but the cat was there.
Yeah.
That's pretty much on my radar of MLB this
no,
week.
No. So, you know, all these leagues are trying to have these secondary or third uniforms to just sell you know.
What do you mean? They don't wear one uniform?
They have throwback uniforms. They've got alternate uniforms. They've got all these different things. So MLB announced the other day that for a weekend at the end of August, all the major league teams are going to wear these crazy shirts with not the player's last name, but the player's nickname on the back of it.
Okay.
So it's a total gimmick. But for the Yankees have had the same pinstripe uniform for 102 years.
Right.
And this would be the first time that they would not be wearing
a pinstripe.
Now, I didn't even look.
I don't even like the polyester now, though. I mean, really, they call it pinstripes, but it's ugly now.
I didn't even check. Are the Yankees home or away that weekend? The last weekend of where they're wearing those softball shirts. So they're home. So
poor George Steinbrenner, he's turning over in his grave.
Absolutely.
Not happy.
I'm not happy. I think it's ridiculous. Really, I think it's totally ridiculous.
And what about the Yankees? What do they think? Are they willing to go
along
with it?
Well, they went along with it.
They went along with it. But you're not happy about it.
And the players' union went along because they get a cut of the proceeds.
What I'd like to see, you talk about throwback, I'd like to see them go back to the pretty cotton. Because the polyester never really made it for me. It looks cheap. You know what else looks cheap?
The baggy cotton?
The Fleet Week, when they come out of these navy beautiful in their whites, but it's not nice material. It's gross.
What are you talking about?
Like when the Navy comes off the ships, it's that same thing that the baseball players wear. Now, maybe it's better and it's cooler, I don't know, but it's not. It doesn't look as nice.
So you want fleece?
No, I want it to be like the cotton, like the old-fashioned way in which it looked like nice material. Hmm. It's shiny now. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Wool, I think, right?
It's polyester. It's cheapy looking.
Yeah, well.
But okay.
But I like the Mets, they're wearing their, for the most part, they've gone back to their traditional pinstripe blue with Mets
orange.
Across. I like that. I do. And I the Mets recently, you know, they were look like a softball team. One day they wear a black shirt, a white shirt, their pinstripes, the blue shirt. I mean,
so is it about money? Is it about the MLB getting,
you
know,
shirts? It's about selling.
So that's selling.
You know, if you're a Met fan, DeGrom on four different shirts as opposed to two.
I gotcha. You know, I've been watching golf not too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and well, in golf, it seems like every place they can put a logo or a patch,
well,
even on a hat.
That's like the race cars.
Like the race cars, that's what they become.
Yeah, but think of the money that the
think of the
golfers
money.
For a little patch.
A lot of money.
I mean, everything that they use, the golf ball that they use is not because they like it the most. It's because they're getting paid the most from Titleist or...
Isn't there only one brand, Titleist?
No, there's many brands. TaylorMade, Titleist, I mean, go on and on. But they're using that because they're getting paid. The hat that they wear, the clubs
shirts.
They use, everything.
Yeah.
It's all endorsement deal.
It is indeed. Rob Astorino, thanks for joining us.
I wish I had those deals. Wouldn't you want one of those deals? Your headset provided by... Your microphone provided by,
And by the way, Westchester Talk Radio, we are here because of Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting. We don't have any news about Indian Point this week, do we?
No.
Okay. Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. You can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes. I'm Lisa Wexler. Rob Astorino.
Are you kicking me off? We're done?
We're done.
Oh, my. I'm very depressed.
Yeah, Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino. Thank you for joining us today
at
the
Lisa.
Mount Olympus Diner here in Yonkers. A pleasure.
Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others, too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark!